everybody. Happy fucking New Year's. This is your boy, Big Black, in studio. And we're doing something new for the first time. We got Mr. J Snog on the phone.
Satellite coming in.
Via satellite coming in.
Satellite mode.
But yeah, so we just had the NFL Wild Card Weekend pass by. Obviously, that's what we're going to talk about.
We had like two good games.
Yeah, just two. Nothing crazy. Nothing crazy.
No. And the Jacksonville Bills game.
That game is so fucking bad.
Well, what do you expect? I mean, I don't know. I saw a meme that was the Jack Sparrow, "You are the worst pirate I've ever seen," but they put in wild card team, and instead of Jack Sparrow, it was the Titans, and they were like, "But we are still a wild card team."
And that's the sad state of the truth. You know, it made me realize, despite hating on certain teams, we need those teams to keep it interesting.
Yeah.
You know? Like, this was the weakest wild card.
Win the AFC South.
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
I said somebody has to win the AFC South.
I know, dog. It's so crazy. But yeah, it seriously made me appreciate the powerhouses, the traditional powerhouses of the NFL, a lot more. Because fuck, that was just
Well, it's been a down year for, you know, everyone essentially except the New England and Pittsburgh. You know, Denver was crap, like Indianapolis was crap, Baltimore was okay. I mean, Baltimore had a shot of making the playoffs.
But even then, I think they were like, I don't have their record in front of me, but they were 10-6 or some shit like that too, you know? Or
9-7.
Yeah, see, like that's...
So not bad, but, you know, not great.
But I'm saying that's just one game above 500. Like, that's kind of bad.
Yeah, no, I know, but I mean, you know, this year that's playoff worthy.
That's true.
Yeah. New England made it in with 13-3. Pittsburgh was 13-3. Jacksonville was 10-6, and Kansas City was 10-6. All the other teams below that were 9-7.
Oh, so crazy. But doesn't change our opinions. Nonetheless, it was pretty whack ass football.
I mean, I very much enjoyed the Chiefs game.
Oh, yeah, that Chiefs game was pretty legit. So, yeah, again, I'm talking about the Jacksonville Bills game. That was fucking boring.
Oh, yeah. No, and through all the hype there was behind it, you know, with Bills Mafia and, you know, both teams being out of the playoffs for so long, like, it was just, I don't know, two very mediocre teams battling each other to see who gets stomped by New England and...
Basically,
Pittsburgh.
Because I'm like, yo, I saw that. I was like, Jacksonville, if they played the way that they did last night, there's no way in hell they're going to beat Pittsburgh. And then they're like, well, we smashed Pittsburgh the last time. Like, there's no way in hell that rapist is going to have a shit game like that either. You know, so it's not looking good.
Yeah. I mean, Jacksonville's defense was pretty good, but I don't know.
Yeah, their defense.
Seen them, now they know what they do.
I agree with you. The defense is really good, but. Fucking Blake Bortles, 80-something yards. He had more rushing yards than passing yards at like 89 to 82 or something like that, which is fucking...
You wait. Blake Bortles mania is going to take this country by storm.
We've been saying that for like four or five years now.
It's gonna make Tebow mania look like Linsanity.
Like Linsanity. That's fucking funny, dog. You're stupid. Oh shit. Atlanta doesn't want to win a playoff game. I really don't think so. And like we said a couple weeks ago.
You think they're gonna lose to Philly with Nick Foles?
No, I don't think they're gonna lose to the Eagles. Here's what's gonna happen with Atlanta, in my opinion. Or here's what's happening to Atlanta. They barely got by. Fucking
26. I didn't watch much of that game.
I can't, bro. They had no business being that close. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was Atlanta being Atlanta for about 3.5 quarters, and then they just still don't know how to close off games. So I believe they're riding high off of that victory that just happened. What was it? God damn it. Hold on. I'm trying to pull up the score here.
Say again?
Oh, I'm sorry. I said I'm just pulling up all the scores here. 26-13.
Yeah, I mean, the Atlanta game. Yeah.
That score is very misleading. On paper, yeah, Atlanta smashed them by 13. But the way they were playing, man, there was no reason the Rams... Honestly, the Rams were like 4 plays away from winning that game, you know, which is crazy because they're a rookie team and these are the defending Super Bowl contenders, you know? So,
yeah,
they got that. They're going to beat up on a beat down Eagles. So that's going to give them a lot of fake confidence. And then they're going to play a real fucking AFC team or the fucking the Saints, you know, and just get destroyed.
Yeah, I mean, that'd be weird. The Saints, if they beat the Vikings and then Atlanta wins, that would be a Saints home game for the NFC Championship.
Yeah, and then Atlanta's definitely, because, you know, they're not losing to the Eagles, you know, but Atlanta's not going to win down there in that dome. It's hard.
Yeah.
Even when the Saints are traditionally not doing well, it's still hard as fuck to beat them in down there in New Orleans.
Yeah. New Orleans just need Yeah, we could see it. We could see a Breeze Brady Super Bowl. I'd be okay with that.
Yeah, I'd be cool with that. Cuz yeah, really it's going to be the Patriots or the Steelers representing the AFC. Hopefully, you know, with all this, if Ben Roethlisberger...
Here's to those who believe in the Music City. Go Titans!
Go Titans, baby. The Titans aren't there yet. It's just, that's just pure experience, bro. Because even... Yo, seriously, think about it. Andy Reid and his teams always have a terrible job closing out games, just like the Falcons, you know? That shit don't happen in New England. If New England has that lead on you, it's going to stay that much. You know, you might score some more points, but it's going to still be a 20-point difference at the end of the game, you know?
Whatever. Marcus Mariota passed a touchdown pass to himself in that game. I will always do.
That shit was dope. If you guys haven't seen that, Google Marcus Mariota touchdown pass, and I'm pretty sure that'll be the first thing that pops up. See, basically, he threw a pass. He was on the 7-yard line, threw a pass to the end zone. It got batted down. He ran, caught the ball midair, and then ran like 4 or 5 yards into the end zone. It's pretty spectacular.
I saw it live, and I was like, did that just happen?
Was that fucking legal? You know. Oh, shit.
But, yeah, I don't know. I'll root for the Titans, but, yeah, let's be real. It's going to be the New England or Pittsburgh.
Yeah, and it's only because of consistency and experience. Like, you know, it's I used to not believe that shit. Like, oh yeah, it's a different playoff, it's different. But that Bills Jaguars game proved it to me, man. Two inexperienced playoff teams, bro. They don't know what it takes to one of the rookies was like, yo, this was the longest season I've ever played in. I'm so damn tired. I'm like, well, yeah, it's the NFL, you know. But again, that's just like not to that dude's fault. It just proves my point. Like, it's a totally different beast when you're not used to playing in the playoffs, you know?
Yeah, definitely. So who do you see coming out of the NFC?
Championship game? The final two? I think it'll be...
Yeah.
Fuck. Hold on. Because the fanboy me... Go ahead. Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
No, you started saying something. I didn't want to cut you off.
No, sorry. I was going to say it's Philly and Atlanta, Minnesota, New Orleans. At Philly, at Minnesota.
I know, and it's just like, it's probably going to be the Vikings. Only because Drew Brees... Okay, the fanboy in me saying Atlanta. The realist in me is saying the Vikings, because the Saints aren't a terribly great road team. I know they're playing in another dome, but they just traditionally Drew Brees doesn't play as well on the road as he does like when he's at home. So really, I could see that game going either way. I'm just going to say it's going to be Saints-Patriots in the Super Bowl, because the Falcons are going to beat the Eagles, but they're not going to beat whoever comes out of that game from the Vikings and the Saints.
If the Vikings win and the Eagles lose, the Vikings will have a home path to the playoffs.
Yo, that's what's going to happen, though.
Or home path to the Super Bowl, yeah. And they will have the first
so crazy.
Home Super Bowl ever.
That shit is so crazy. That is crazy. And it's probably going to happen.
Yeah, it's all on Drew Brees' shoulders. And I guess this, to a certain degree, Saints defense. But it's not like...
Yeah, the Saints D plays well enough. Yeah, I seriously think it's going to be the Vikings.
All right, I'm going Saints. I'm going to say Saints-Patriots Super Bowl, because that's what I want to see most.
That's what I want to see most, too. I'm with you on that. But realistically, not realistically, I'm just going to go against all of my emotions and things that I want to see. I really think it'll be the Vikings and the Patriots. If that's the case, I'll call it
Patriots.
Nothing
like a Brady, Case Keenum fucking Super Bowl. That's what the people want.
No, that's exactly it. I was going to say, if the Vikings do make it, it's because of their home field advantage. They're not going to win the Super Bowl. Like, they can't. I know this sounds really ignorant and like full of shit, but it's the Patriots or the Steelers, bro. They're not losing in the Super Bowl, you know, against the Vikings.
Again?
No, against the Vikings. if it's the fucking Saints, totally different, you know, because that's a fucking Super Bowl winning quarterback. A lot of those guys on the team are Pro Bowlers and have played in the playoffs, you know. Can't really say that with you can say that about every team except for Jacksonville and fucking the Vikings, really. Every other team's got some Super Bowl players. I mean, some like playoff wins, I believe. Yeah. Vikings kind of hit or miss. But anyways. So, yeah, that's pretty much the NFL picture right there. We got 4 games next weekend. 2 on Saturday. We got the Patriots versus the Titans. And then what the fuck is the NFC game on Saturday? I don't know which one it is on Saturday, but the NFC games, I believe it's going to be the Falcons and the Eagles on Saturday. And then on Sunday.
Yeah.
Then on Sunday's the Vikes and the Saints and the Steelers and the Jaguars.
Oh, man. So then they're going to be bloodbath. Dude, the AFC side is just going to be bloodbath.
Oh, yeah. It's easy pickings. And even two for like, sucks to be an Eagles fan. Like, for real. Every time.
Yeah, you're going to shot.
Because I don't care. They're going to get ran over. Yeah, they have an offense. They have a lot of good players on the Eagles. But the dude that runs that offense, the fucking, what's the thing though? The capstone. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, that fucking... He's gone. Nick Foles ain't gonna do it.
Right now, New England is 13-point favorites, which is huge.
Yeah, that's...
Atlanta's 2-point favorites. Pittsburgh's 7-point favorites. And Minnesota's 4-point favorites. So basically, Minnesota, New Orleans, the Atlanta... So they give the NFC sides of the pick'ems, toss-ups.
Yeah, but even then, they're not really, because it's they're favored. I don't know, man. I hate that kind of shit. But again, it agrees with what we just said. You know.
Yeah.
Despite our what we want personally, you know.
Yeah.
But it is football. at any given Sunday. That is why we tune in.
Yeah.
Because there is a possibility that the Titans will take down the defending Super Bowl champions. That's why we watch football.
Yep. And that's what I'm hoping. I'm hoping the reported dysfunction is so bad that it happens. That's right. I'm bringing up Patriot gossip.
Oh, that's cool.
I'll take any links of that type shit. And I'll laugh it up. And I'll believe it, even if it seems outrageous.
So, hey, like, the thing...
Do I believe that Brady's a petulant child about not getting Patriot of the Week? Hell yeah, I believe that.
The dude that took a pay cut is pissed he didn't get Player of the Week. That's funny.
Yeah, but I read as soon as I saw that article, I was like, oh yes, I'm gonna read all of this.
Oh yeah, and that's what it is though. And being a New Englander, being an outsider, I don't know if you guys noticed this pattern. After every fucking season comes to a close, there's always drama in New England. Always, according to only ESPN, you know, the Deflategate network. So everyone that I know back home read it and laughed and was like, bro, that's so stupid. Typical ESPN. So I finally read it and I was like, oh, I mean, if this is true, this is just business, you know, first of all.
Yeah, like I don't, there are people who are like, this is the end. I'm like, no, it's not. These are just huge egos being like, I'm the best. And the other one being like, I'm the best. And the third one being like, I'm the best.
Yeah.
Like, they all want what they want. They all think they're better than everybody else. Absolutely. Like, they're going to clash. But I was like, but they know, but they're all smart enough to know they're crap without each other.
Exactly. And that's the key. Talent and ego, people of that level will always butt heads, you know? It's just like, you and I, whatever, we'll talk about some shit and we totally disagree. That doesn't mean that we're going to fucking split the podcast up. You know, this is a fucking disagreement. But it is fucking juicy. You know, can't knock that shit. We love some fucking headlines, baby.
Yeah, I don't know. I was just like, ooh, it's just, you know, I'll take whatever leaks off of that notoriously tight ship.
Yeah, the thing it's that I, like, you know, I really think that I can see Matt Patricia definitely leaving for the Giants. Because that's...
Oh, I think he's got the Detroit job, or he's interviewing for the Detroit
that's
job.
Right. Detroit, too. Shit. Someone else is coming up there. The Titans, maybe? No, not the Titans.
Coaches fired. It's hard to keep track.
But anyways. So a lot of head coaches.
I'm sorry?
I said we got some coaches that got extensions and some who didn't.
Yeah, Hugh Jackson, Vance Joseph, and Marvin Lewis all stay on. what?
For real.
First of all, Marvin Lewis wants to continue to coach the Bengals? Like, what? Why, man? Why? Just take a couple years off. Maybe, like, get a coordinator gig or something.
Yeah, I agree with you, man. I saw a Cincinnati beat writer. It was this Bengal sign on for 2 more years of mediocrity was the headline with the coach signing. Because it's true, you know. They're not bad, but they're never fucking great.
No, they make the playoffs pretty consistently, although I don't think they've ever won a playoff game.
No, and that's the problem, right. They're good to get to the playoffs, but not great enough to actually get through. You know, but they're not bad because they always make it to the playoffs, you know? So it's kind of like...
Oh, that used to be the Nuggets problem.
The Nuggets, oh, they have an 80s night soon at the Nuggets.
Hey, they might make the playoffs this year. They'll get bounced out in the first round, but still, they'll be back to that.
I know. Actually, since I've been here in Colorado, I think they've only not made the playoffs twice, which is not bad. I also haven't really been paying attention. Yeah, I don't really pay attention to basketball. Because I know the first year...
No, I mean, the Nuggets are perfectly fine for a long time. They were, you know, they would consistently make the playoffs, but they could never make it past the first round. They'd always get bounced out by whatever, you know, like, high seed they went up against.
I remember
one year they made it to the Western Conference Finals and then lost in Game 7 to the Lakers.
I'm trying to remember, when I first moved out here to Colorado, we watched some game at my mother-in-law's house.
That was that game.
Was it that game?
Yeah, that was that game.
See, that's what I thought it was. Okay. I was like, shit. Man.
Yeah, because that was the team with Chauncey and Melo.
Yeah, that was right.
And like,
the Melo bounced the year
and like,
after.
Yeah. That was the year the Lakers went on to win.
Wow, memories, man. Memories. How did we transition to the goddamn NBA? The baby sister of all the sports, Nosa. Actually, NBA, since we're on it, Christmas time has passed. So if you're not an NBA fan, I don't blame you, first of all. But now is the time to start paying attention.
Yeah, and there's always LeVar news.
Oh, that's right. There's always. We should just have our own segment for LeVar. That motherfucker's always flapping his lips.
LeVar assures us that he was going to play Black Panther, but Marvel wouldn't give him enough money.
Tell me you just made that up.
Yeah, I was just thinking about, like, ridiculous things he would say.
Because right. I kind of was like, I don't believe this nigga really said that shit.
Yeah, no, he didn't really say that.
I was going to be the Black Panther, but Marvel didn't want to be.
But Marvel said 20 million, and they said no.
You can't afford this big baller brand, baby. Oh damn.
No, he wouldn't be Black Panther because they wouldn't allow Big Baller Brand logos all over the Black Panther costume.
Oh god.
So that's why he pulled that out.
Holy shit, that was funny. Oh man,
there's always LeVar news.
I seriously, where the fuck did I put my drink? Man. Wow.
I love that.
Yeah.
It takes like half a season for LeVar to be like, oh, the Lakers coach doesn't know what he's doing. And I'm like, God, man, just shut up.
Yeah,
just like keep ruining your child's life.
Yeah, homeboy, what's his name? Rick Carlisle, old player. I guess he's the head of the NBA Coaches Association. And I don't know if you've seen this, Julian, but he came out with basically like this whole statement saying, like, in not so professional words, fuck you, ESPN. Who the fuck is LeVar Ball? Why are you guys giving this dude a platform? Because he's ruining the image of our coaches and the game, which he has no part of. You know, and then he went on to say, ESPN, you guys enjoy the perks of having background access to the locker rooms, to coaches, even when they don't want to talk, yet you give this fool a platform. You know, just like, think about it next time before you publish some nonsense like this. I'm like, damn. Damn.
Yeah, I don't disagree, but at the same time, I'm just like, well, I mean, he's willing to talk and, you know.
Yeah. And
but it's also...
Good.
You know, I mean, I can understand him being like, why are you giving him time? But it's also just like, hey, man, you know, the guy's entertaining and, you know, the E stands for entertainment.
Yep.
I don't know. I have a very, like, very strange relationship because I, like, love laughing at LeVar. And it seems like he's kind of in on it.
Oh, yeah, he but definitely at the same is. Time,
yeah. But it's just like, at the same time, I'm like, anyone who takes him seriously, I'm just like, why are you doing that? It's like taking a, you know, it's like taking a clown seriously or a certain orange president we have.
Seriously. Oh, that orange buffoon fuckface.
fuck him. He delayed his fake media award.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I haven't said a fuck you, Trump, in like 4 episodes, so fuck you, Trump.
Hey, if we're nominated for those fake awards, it's an honor.
Not to be political, fuck Trump. I mean, I love me some Republicans, but fuck Trump.
Yeah.
Anyways, but yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. Any other news, NBA, you want to talk about besides LeVar or the Lakers?
Nothing really. Just
Kawhi's injured.
Yeah. That sucks for them.
Yeah. I don't know. Spurs are probably still going to be okay.
Yeah, no, that's what I was going to say. Before you said Kawhi, for y'all, Kawhi Leonard is a pretty dope basketball player. Got a rip, tore his muscle in his shoulder. But what I was going to say was, in NBA news, the NBA is what you think it is. The teams that are good are still good. The teams that suck still suck. And this goes back 5 years. This is no new powerhouses. The same teams we were talking about 5 years ago are the same teams that are relevant right now in the NBA. Which is why I will always be like, their product sucks in the grand scheme of things.
Well, what's the solution? A team or like a league shrinkage? Cut like 4 teams?
Maybe. But then if you think about that, that's just like, okay, there's a league shrinkage. Hold on, let me think this through. Because if you take out 4 teams, that definitely makes the pool of talent a lot better, for a lot more people. However, that also means there's less jobs and less chance for other talent to get noticed. I say do it. Get rid of 4 teams. And basically, like we've said before, just 4. Bring it down to, 32? I'm just kidding.
I think it'd be 24 then. I think they're 28 in the league currently.
That league is just, it's too, not to sound like an NFL owner, that player's run by the players. You know what I'm saying? The owners definitely run that league, but that's definitely a player league compared to the NFL, or even fucking baseball and hockey, LeBron's not happy, the whole team's changing, That doesn't happen in any other sport. So that's the biggest problem.
Basketball's the one sport I feel like where that one player makes that much difference, though. Having LeBron on a team instantly makes that team a championship contender, Whereas, putting Brady on the Browns will definitely, get them into playoff mode, but, I don't know if that makes them, it instantly changes them to, championship level,
Yeah, I agree. There's a lot less players on the court, so it's easier for one person to impact that harder. And I agree with you. I don't disagree with anything you just said. It is definitely, oh shit. And even on a smaller level, it's like you and all your friends are playing basketball and then your one friend that got a scholarship to basketball, he's going to play with you. It's like, yeah, we ain't losing now. It's that shit.
Yeah.
That's real. The problem is, to me, the NBA didn't do enough after Jordan to curtail that mentality, because they could have fixed that shit, cool. But fuck you, we're not doing that. Let's talk about the player contracts. Those guys get paid way more than any fucking athletes on the planet. And I feel like their bodies don't take nearly as much abuse. Yeah, running up and down a court, that's hard on your legs and your knees and shit like that. But these aren't hockey players. They're not constantly getting checked or hit by cars every 4 seconds. You know what I'm saying? Same shit with the NFL.
Yeah.
And
they're not getting to 60 and their brains are mush.
Right. Because it's a player league. These motherfuckers are getting hundreds of millions of dollars for 5-year contracts, 4-year contracts. And then you look at an NFL player, it's 32 mil for 7 years. What? That ain't shit. So. Yeah. That's my beef with it. I think they cater.
When Nene got $100 million.
Yeah. That shit's crazy.
But
that's my beef with it. Until they stop catering to players, They just suck player dick too much, bro. At least with football, you know, they don't suck that dick until after you really, really get out of school. I know it's NCAA stuff and all that shit with basketball and football, but it seems to me that basketball players start getting that dick sucked real early in, like, high school. Oh, you heard about this dude in high school? He's shitting it. He's probably going to play for this team because they've already met with him, you know, because he's not in the NCAA, so they can talk to him, you know. And it's just weird, stupid shit like that. Then they play 1 year, and then they're in the NBA because this kid is so good. Yeah, he's really good, but he has no time to develop the fucking skill sets that I want to pay money for, you know. That's my problem with NBA. It's a bunch of mediocre dudes and a lot of great players, but the point is they all, in my opinion, start playing in the league way too early.
You know? Yeah. And then it takes like 3 years for them to develop.
Exactly. I don't want to watch you develop in the NBA. You should already be developing because you had that time and you mastered that shit in college. You know?
Yeah. Or you went to the D League.
Or the D League.
For development.
Or fucking you went to Europe and played for like fucking 4 or 5 seasons over there. You know? Like develop somewhere else. I don't want to see you develop on ESPN on primetime. Like I don't. I'm sorry. And that's why that's why the same teams are still good.
God, it's weird to think that. Yeah, you're right. Like, basically, we've been talking about the same 5 teams, you know. It's just that it changed from Heat to Cavaliers.
Yeah, right. It changed from the Heat to Cavaliers on the East Coast. That's literally it. The Celtics have always been there. We talk about the Raptors every now and then, the Hawks every now and then, but really, and the Pacers. And then on the West, it's the Spurs, the Lakers, the Clippers, the Warriors, and the Thunder. You know, sprinkle in a few other teams here and there. But those are the 5, those are the 10 teams that we constantly talk about in the NBA. Because those are the only 10 teams, well, not even the Pacers anymore, because homeboy's on the Thunder now.
Yeah.
You know, but it's just like...
Yeah, there's been so many moves this season where I'm like, oh, shit, yeah, he's not on that team anymore.
Yeah.
Like, Carmelo's on the Thunder?
That's what I'm saying. Carmelo's on the Thunder. Homeboy from the Pacers is on the Thunder now. Paul George, he's on the Thunder. You know, it's just like, this is another super team.
Yeah, from 3 years ago.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's my beef with the NBA and will always be my beef with the NBA until the Celtics win another championship. Then I'm like, yeah, go Celtics. But other than that, it's like,
Hey, Lala, you getting a lot of media chances out in Oklahoma City?
Yeah, a whole bunch. But if you think about it, you're the fucking man in Oklahoma, though. You know what I'm saying?
I know, but it's just like I find it funny that she encouraged Melo to leave because she wasn't having like fun in Denver, and so they moved to New York, and then I'm like, oh, then you wind up in Oklahoma City.
Yeah, I know. Promise, she's probably chilling in Denver. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, so that's I kind of hate to say it, but I think every time we talk about the NBA in a negative light, my tangent is always going to revolve around just the lack of preparation before the big dance, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, damn, fam, you didn't even go in the mirror with a teddy bear to practice your moves, fam. You just stepped out. It's like, oh, shit.
But, you know, come around this time is when basketball starts getting good. Players are, you know, training. We're back into shape and, you know, taking the season seriously. You want to hit on the NHL at all?
I watched the Bruins play the Penguins. excuse me. For all of 15 seconds the other day.
It was supposed to be the best game of the season so far.
When I checked it out, the Bruins were up 5-3, and the Penguins had just scored a point on the power play, so it's 5-4. And I was like, "Cool, that's enough hockey for me." And then I changed it. So on my front, no hockey news. However, which you don't know, On these weeks that we've had off, I've been trying to expand our podcast to get us more listeners and shit. So going forward, after this podcast, we should have a hockey and an MMA contributor to the podcast so we can have some...
I look forward to that.
Yeah, yeah. The way it's going to be done now, it'll be called in. So basically, we'll just react to said person's taped segment.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, there's been a lot of shit going on behind the scenes. I've been busting my ass trying to get this shit pretty crazy. But yeah, and there's some other stuff I'll tell you off air as well. But yeah, that's going to be a thing now. MMA and hockey should start being a thing in our podcast going forward.
Oh, I look forward to hearing Ray's opinions on things.
Yep, because obviously it's Ray. If y'all don't know, that's my newest game. He will be on these podcasts soon, talking all types of shit. And then we'll figure out how to get him in on a live episode once or twice.
Yeah.
But yes.
Maybe we can do this soon then.
Yeah.
He can be the satellite of love.
Absolutely. We'll have him satelliting in and or just hearing some pre-taped shit, or when he comes out here or when I go home, you know, we'll fucking... But yeah, so it's going to be cool. We're slowly expanding this podcast. Because like I said, the last time we talked to you, it's going to be a new and improved podcast. I don't know if this one is considered improved, but it's definitely new. We've never had someone on the phone, you know. So we're just trying to do some new shit. So yeah, look forward to having some more voices on the podcast and just different shit, you know. So... thank you for sticking with us. We appreciate that. We're not done with this episode.
Thanks for listening.
What Julian said, thank you guys. yeah. There's we have coming up soon the Winter Olympics. So basically this is what we're gonna transition from the NFL. We're gonna transition into more basketball. A little bit more hockey, Winter Olympics, golf even comes up. You know, there's a lot of shit. This is when the podcast really starts to become the Minority Sports Report podcast, because holy shit, do we look for shit to talk about when there's not football, because me and this guy, like, football just comes naturally. All this other stuff we kind of have to dig into a little bit.
Well, except for the next 2 weeks when I am going to be all about figure skating.
All about the figure skating. Oh, yeah, that's right.
All about it.
But, yeah, so all the qualifiers and all, like, this prep work is starting up for the Winter Olympics, which I believe is the end of next month. February.
End of January, start of February.
Yeah.
We'll be talking curling, bobsledding, figure skating.
Sean White.
Sean White, yeah. He'll be flipping the bowls in the pow-pow.
In that pow-pow, that fresh pow-pow, fam. No. So, yeah, it's definitely going to be an interesting few months. You know, basically.
And we might even talk some NASCAR. That old bet season's starting up soon, too.
Yeah. No, that's the thing. People who've never... if this is your first roundabout with us, this is our second go at this podcast. Took a break when I was in school. But we've done everything. We've covered Quidditch as a sport. We've covered Ultimate Frisbee, probably. I don't know. Maybe I'm making that up. Maybe we can do Ultimate Frisbee. But like, that's what the Minority and the Minority Sports Report stands for. You know, we just happen to talk about football a lot because we fucking love football and it's football season. But we will expose you to some shit that you did not know existed, because half the time, we don't even know it exists until we start looking into it, which is pretty crazy. So that's going to be really fun. I'm looking forward to the year worth of random shit.
I don't know. I'm pretty much talked out for this week.
Yeah. No, we're approaching about 40 minutes, so we're good. With no music.
All right.
Overwatch League is starting soon. Video games, E-League, that's another sport that we'll definitely cover. I love Overwatch, so that'll be some shit. Get some video game shit up in here, too.
Oh, yeah, let's talk Overwatch. I can talk Splatoon Fest. Splatfest is coming up. So anybody who plays Splatoon out there.
That's what I'm saying. So, like, there's a lot of... We got a lot of shit coming for you guys. A lot of shit that doesn't revolve around football. And it's going to be fun. So, this is your boy, Big Black. We've got Mr. Julian on the satellite.
Coming at you.
It's coming at you. And now we're going the opposite because we're leaving. So, you guys have a great week, and you'll hear from us next week.
Thanks for listening, guys.
Julian said, thanks for listening. I'm pretty sure you heard that because it picked up on the microphone. Yeah. But this guy's birthday is next week. So, wish him a happy birthday on the internet. At Julian C. Mitchell on Twitter. I'm at The Beatnik.
Yeah, we'll be supporting him on my birthday, so that'll be fun.
Yes, sir. All right, guys. We'll see you. Peace.
Later.
Just one more time if you can. I'm pretty sure I'll fall.